Fort Smith Trolley Museum's 1926 streetcar rings its bell and pulls away from an old warehouse as it carries passengers through downtown Fort Smith. Inside that old warehouse is the Trolley Museum's newest addition, the Charles Winters Library. The new library, located at 95 South 3rd Street, is one of the largest collections of rail transportation history resources in this region of the country. Most of the library's collection is made up of materials donated to the Trolley Museum since it first opened its doors in 1985. Fort Smith Trolley Museum General Manager Bradley Martin explains that the library is named for the late Charles Winters. Winters' writings on the history of streetcars in Fort Smith were instrumental in the founding of the Fort Smith Trolley Museum.
Charles Winters, who wrote the book on the streetcars of Fort Smith, who probably could be said to be the actual start of this organization, because the donation of his manuscript to the Historical Society and the publishing of it is what actually got it started.
Martin says Winters did a great deal of research on the Fort Smith and Western Railroads. Winters' files on the Fort Smith and Western Railroads, as well as his huge collection of steam locomotive books, photographs, and negatives, are all found in the library.
This file has got about 24,000 contact prints of locomotives from various railroad lines. Charles was real strong in the steam locomotives, so all of them are steam locomotives.
Through the years, other collections of railway resources have been donated to the museum. In the Charles Winters Library, you'll find books, magazines, publications from other railway museums, thousands of photographs and negatives, videos, and trade publications dating back to the 1800s. Martin describes some of the things you'll find in the library.
The Street Railway Review was a trade publication put out starting in the early 1890s, and there was also one called the Street Railway Journal, and they were kind of competing magazines. We've got lots of books on the various different railroads. Here's one on Central Vermont, Penn Central. This is the official guide to railways, and it has all the timetables for all the railroads. And we've got many, many years of those. We have the American Electric Railway Association proceedings, and they had drawings of standards of various things, that, just like the book that we're looking at now has copies of drawings of standard switches that were developed. That kind of information is really hard to find.
The Trolley Museum is working to restore two historic streetcars, one from Hot Springs and one from Veracruz, Mexico. Resources from the Charles Winters Library, such as the Electric Railway Journal, are used by the museum to help research and restore these historic cars.
You can look up various components in it. You can look up specifications for cars if you don't know what kind of equipment it was supposed to have. With this particular book, you can look up the whole history almost of a street railway line. Quite a few instruction books and parts books that were at Westinghouse and GE, we use those. We have there's a book that was published for maintenance of New Orleans vehicles by themselves, and then the Association Railway Museums reproduced it, and we've used a lot of information out of that because it tells you how to fix something or how to adjust it.
The museum is currently looking for volunteers to serve as librarians at the Charles Winters Library. For more information on the Fort Smith Trolley Museum, visit their website at www.fstm.org or call 479-783-0205. That's 479-783-0205. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Kramlich.